Section 3, reporting exclusions. Whilst we are looking to prepare to submit the 2010 P11Ds and P9Ds, we do need to think about what can be excluded from the reporting process, starting with anything covered by a P11D dispensation. A P11D dispensation is a notice of nil liability, and it's where HMRC says we don't have to report anything. We need to locate the dispensation and ask ourselves, is it still relevant and valid? There is usually no expiry date, but have the circumstances changed? If not, good, tick the mental box to say dispensation in force, and we can ignore business travel, subsistence, entertaining, telephone calls, professional subscriptions, or whatever has been included in that dispensation. But make a note of that. Our next exclusion will be any items included in the employer's PAY settlement agreement. Perhaps taxable staff entertaining, taxable functions, awards, and indeed anything included in the PAY settlement agreement that would otherwise have to be reported on the P11Ds. PSAs are often dealt with separately to the P11Ds, so please speak to each other and establish what can be excluded from reporting. We might need to tell the employees or directors not to put it on their tax return as well. Next, I always turn to Chapter 5 of the HMRC Booklet 480, Expenses and Benefits Guide, where we have the A to W with no X, Y or Z items, which can be excluded from reporting. First, we find the exemption for annual parties or similar functions. The exemption limit is £150 per head, which means attendees, including employees and their guests. That must take into account all the costs, including VAT and any extras for travel, accommodation, entertainment, etc. Health screening assessments and medical checkups can be excluded from P11D reporting, but the exemption is restricted to one such checkup or screening per annum. Late night taxis from work to home, but not from home to work, enjoy a limited exemption for no more than 60 journeys per annum. To qualify, there are four conditions to be satisfied, including working late until at least 9 p.m. on an irregular basis, where transport has ceased or it would be unreasonable to use it, and the transport is a taxi or equivalent road transport. HMRC has tightened up on the requirement for employers to keep records and employers to carry out periodic checks. Indeed, HMRC in the last budget is now consulted on scrapping this exemption. But we will have to consider reporting any non-exempt items for 2010-11. There is an exemption for travel between home and work when public transport is disrupted by strike action. Therefore, the cost of travel and overnight accommodation at or near the workplace would not have to be reported on the 2010-11 P11Ds. And there has been some strike action in London and elsewhere during the last year. Unfortunately, the exemption does not extend to public transport which is disrupted by climate conditions such as heavy snow or flooding, and that, of course, has been a terrible problem in recent years. One company mobile phone is exempt and does not have to be reported, irrespective of whether there is any private use or not. Childcare vouchers, whether involving salary sacrifice or not, do not have to be reported up to the £55 per week, £243 per month limit. But any excess must be reported at Section C of the P11D. There is a wide statutory exemption for work-related training costs, and the conditions are set out in the booklet 480, where you will find other non-taxable and therefore non-reportable items. HMRC guidance on trivial benefits tells us that there is no lower limit beneath which benefits are not taxed. However, for P9D employees, we do not have to report expenses incurred solely and necessarily in the performance of the duties and other amounts that do not exceed £25. HMRC will also agree that an employer does not have to report trivial benefits such as a gift of flowers to celebrate the birth of a child or when an employee is sick. It would not apply to flowers or another gift given as a reward, say for organizing a work event. The provision of free tea, coffee and water to employees is generally exempt, but if the exemption does not apply, HMRC will treat the provision as trivial and therefore neither taxable nor reportable. Seasonal gifts such as a turkey or ordinary bottle of wine at Christmas are treated as trivial and do not have to be reported. But HMRC would probably seek to tax more generous gifts, such as a Harrods hamper. A PAY settlement agreement would be the most suitable route to avoid reporting. Seasonal flu jabs are treated as trivial, and welfare counselling is regarded as a minor benefit, as is the provision of equipment and services for employees with a disability, to assist them to work, for example, a wheelchair or a hearing aid. They are treated as exempt and do not have to be reported, but this is always subject to the relevant conditions being satisfied.